Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
To the show, folks, you are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon. And I'm James Kelso, your live radio show host here on Sunday, January 13th, 2019. And the your participation is invited in today's show. We'll be on the air for 2 hours from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can reach us at 800-313-9443. So with those preliminaries out of the way, I'd like to sort of set it for today's show. And I'm thinking, as we start, we can change things up. Your ideas are always helpful. The show always is able to go in a different direction. And many times, thanks to suggestions from you out there in the audience. But what's striking me today as a theme is that Donald Trump, sort of the next stage, the next step, in the evolution of this great man, Donald Trump, is a further realization that the other side are much more his enemies than even he has known. That there really isn't any dealing with them. There really isn't any negotiating or bargaining with them, with the Pelosi's and the Schumer's, and even less with the Bill de Blasio's and Gavin Newsom's and the, someday, unfortunately, I'll remember her name, Alexandria, is Cortez her last name? There is no negotiating with these people. The polarization that we talk about on this show has proceeded apace. The Democrat Party has moved farther to the left. The Republican Party of Donald Trump has moved to the right. Now, another thing I
says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry.
Okay, how we doing?
The interest is up, and the
okay, good deal. All right, on the air, folks, and we do these live demonstrations just to let you know. Just first of all, to check and see if you're awake, and then secondly, to see whether you're aware that this is a live show. We just worked through a little technical difficulty there, and we're back with you. And two themes, or actually sort of the two sides of the one theme, that the left, the Democrats have moved further to the left. The Republican Party of Donald Trump, not the Republican Party of Mitt Romney, but the Republican Party of Donald Trump has moved farther to the right. And I'm appealing to Donald Trump to contemplate that fact and see if it doesn't change his strategy. There is no talking with the crazy, loony left of the Democratic Party. And getting to our side of the coin, I ask the president to contemplate that we, in the Donald Trump Republican Party, support him maybe more than he even knows. That's something for us to know. I mean, I don't fault him for that. How can he know exactly how we are thinking? He's looking at us from, you know, from his vantage point, and we sound awfully loud. We look awfully enthusiastic. We look like we're really supporting him, but I could understand somebody not realizing the depth, the fervor with which we do support him. So I'd like to assure our president that we are totally in support of you. And go with us. Stick with us. Go with us. Forget about these people on the left. Forget about any former idea, you know, ideas from the days of yesteryear when you could actually do some kind of a deal with a Hubert Humphrey or a John Kennedy or a traditional old school Democrat. Those days are gone. So in the current, let's bring this all to the present moment concerning the wall. What would be the best thing to do vis-a-vis the wall? Well, I would say just treat the wall as a standalone, pardon the pun, standalone issue. It is a national emergency. You've got that right, Mr. President. It is a national emergency. It is an emergency directly connected to the national defense, directly connected. Unlike other national emergencies that other presidents have proclaimed concerning you know, swine flu, let's say, or a war in Bosnia. You know, these are not national emergencies, but they were proclaimed without objection. This is truly a national emergency. Our nation is being, and Donald Trump used the word in the last 72 hours, is being invaded. Now, what could be more of an emergency for a nation than being invaded? In fact, we can fill that in, not just invaded, but occupied. That's even worse. Somebody's invading your country, but they have no intention of going back to their country after they pillage your land. They intend on staying and taking your country. That's even worse. So my suggestion is this. Forget about the government shutdown part of the deal. Just cancel that. Just reactivate whatever bills need to be activated, whatever budget resolution needs to be approved. Go ahead and do it. And get that one quarter of the government shut down, terminated. So that's no longer a discussion. We're going to focus, laser beam focus, Mr. President, on the one winning issue, the supremely winning issue that you and we have, which is protection, the defense of our own country from a massive invasion. You couldn't make this one up. You couldn't write it into a Hollywood script to be any more perfectly suited to the purpose. Here, of declaring a national emergency and then build the wall. Just go ahead and build it. And then let the Democrats, of course, they will wring their hands and they'll whine and wail and gnash their teeth. They'll kick and scream and flop on the floor. Fine. Wonderful. And remember this, considering the benign nature of the national emergency that you're declaring and the benign nature of the remedy that you are invoking as the president, you're simply building a structure. I mean, how more simple can you get than that? Could there be a more simple mechanical structure than a wall? Oh, we should go back to my cousin, Robert Frost's poem, something about, what is his poem, The Wall? I'll go back to that. I've forgotten the verses to The Wall. But we'll go back to that Robert Frost poem. Yes, simply build a wall. And the wailing and gnashing of teeth will be to no avail. There's no, what can you complain about? Oh, the horror of it. You're building a 30-foot tall structure. It's made of United States steel. Oh, the horror of it. It's aesthetically quite nice. Oh, how can we ever remove this blemish from the honor and dignity of America? You've actually built the simplest structure imaginable. A wall. Just a wall. And like Jim Acosta demonstrated when he was clutching the wall, he was embracing the wall. He had his arms wrapped around inside the wall there. He was fondling the wall, I would call it. And then he was growing ecstatic. He was getting moony about the fact that there were no demonstrators. There was no rioting. There was no violence. He said, it's kind of tranquil around here. Yeah, you got it right, Jim Acosta. What did Kellyanne Conway call you so beautifully, so poetically? She didn't call him a jackass. What did she call him? I'm trying to remember the word she used. Not jackass. Smartass. Oh, these beautiful moments that the Trump era has ushered in. So, and Mr. President, I would also, I'm open to anybody in the audience that can make a counter argument for me and tell me where I'm wrong about this. I would say, as a principle from the art of the deal, strike while the iron is hot. I think that's the operative principle here. Don't use negotiating techniques here. I don't think that part of the art of the deal is called for here. You're dealing with people who do not want to negotiate in good faith. They will not. They cannot negotiate in good faith. These people, and I think the president is really starting to be convinced of this, they are dirt balls. They are slime. They are, as he has correctly called them, enemies of our people. And it's not just the press. Of course, it's the demon rats of the Democrat Party. Are enemies of our people. Nancy Pelosi is an enemy of the American people. Chuck Schumer is not some sort of dignified, wonderful senator who just happens to have differing political views. No, he's an enemy of our people. So is this Alexandria chick and all the others, the one that called our president an MF-er. She's an enemy of our people. She's not somebody with whom you could ever have. They want to destroy you, Mr. President. They want deep down, all the way at the bottom of their souls, they think of only one thing, destroying you. You can't negotiate with people like that. And if you do, you will be inevitably negotiating against yourself. Just think about it. You did the right thing when you got up and left the room when Nancy said, no, no way, no wall. You want to strike now while that iron is white hot. While Nancy is saying, no, no, no wall, that is the moment to build it. You won't have that moment if you wait enough weeks, maybe days. Nancy's going to come to her senses. Chuck's going to come to his senses. They're going to realize they screwed up. when they said no wall, and they're going to change their story. They're going to make it much more complicated, and they're going to take away from you the easy chance to declare a national emergency. They have made it easy for you. So let us not snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. You couldn't have set the table better. And oh, no wall. Walls are immoral. It's immoral. She said it 100 times. Mr. President, you must give up your idea of a wall, Chuck Schumer. The table is set. Strike. National emergency. We will support you. Have no doubt, Mr. President. Yes, there are people out there that will, as I say, go into a seizure on the floor over the question. But so what? That's good. Your base, your people, our people, the American people, we will support you. We have known this is a national emergency for 40 years. We've known this is a national emergency. We don't need to be persuaded this is a national emergency. Some of us will have been born, lived, and died inside of this national emergency. So don't worry about selling the idea that it's a national emergency. We will be singing your praises, Mr. President, if you declare it as a national emergency and simply build the wall. Just get it going. And like Andrew Jackson, if some jackass court tries to stop you, you, like the great President Jackson, say you've made your, I believe if I'm remembering my American history correctly, this was concerning, I think, a national bank. You've made your ruling, he said to the court. Let's see you enforce it. Because the president is the enforcement arm of the government. The court has no armies. The court has no police. And some dumbass court, use that term rather than Jack, because we're saluting President Chen here. Some dumbass court, some smartass court, let them say whatever they want to say. Then let it work up to the Supreme Court. And then we'll see whether John Roberts is a man or a mouse. We'll find out. And I'm willing to take a chance that he'll prove to be a man in this case. He has in the past. So there you go. Declare the national, get the government shutdown thing. Just get that off the table. Just get that out of the way. It doesn't matter what Nancy and Chuck and all those people say or do. Doesn't matter. Disregard those people. You are the president. You have the Senate. You have strong support in the House, not the majority, but strong support. You've got the Supreme Court. You've got the people. Us. We're like the yellow vests in Paris and in every city in France. We're sick of this national emergency. And we will support. We're not in the streets now the way we, the people, are in France. Who are those people in the streets in France? It's the people of France. It's the patriots of France. And they don't even have a leader. Well, they have Marine Le Pen. But she's not even leading the LFS. They just spontaneously appeared out of the blue, came the yellow vests, sick of being sat upon by their government, by a bunch of socialist, Marxist creeps like Schumer and Pelosi and Cortez. And this, what was the name of this woman that called you an MF-er? Now, more good news. And I'll get off my opening statement here. Be thankful for things. The Democrats have moved further to the left at exactly the moment that they should not have done that if they wanted to win. They've given us a gift. They've moved way to the left. Bless your black little evil hearts. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like they should. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times
laid over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John.
Big Bad Donald
somebody
John,
said
that is.
He came from New Orleans.
Yes, and where I'm imagining myself here talking to Big Bad Donald John. That is his middle name, John Trump. And the I'm going to go to the president's tweets over the last few hours and work from them to make the point I'm going to make here. He says, I will be interviewed by Jeanine Pirro at 9 p.m. That was last night. I watched that interview. It was wonderful. And he said, He says, watch Jesse Waters before that interview and Greg Gutfeld after. All terrific people. And let me just I'm going to throw something in here. Jesse Waters looks like a great guy, but he's got a big problem. Big problem. He doesn't get it that DACA is suicide. He doesn't get it. And there are lots of people like that. It takes a little thinking. You have to have some numbers in your head. You have to have looked at it on paper. What the DACA, this is what's looming here. This is the danger. I'm trying to avert this, not me personally, but I'm putting my little two cents in. Please, please don't step into the DACA bear trap. Please don't be suckered by this stupid word dreamers, which should be nightmares. Jesse Waters thinks DACA is a great idea. So in that show last night, Waters was saying, you know, hey, you know, we could get the government going again in a minute if the Democrats would just go with DACA. Just go with the president's offer on DACA. Ow, ow, ow. Please, no. Tell me that's not even happening. Please, no. And the point being this, DACA, let's change what DACA, let's call it the Destroy America Chucks Amnesty. The Destroy America Chucky Amnesty. That's what I'll call it. Destroy America Chucky Amnesty. That's what DACA is. DACA, folks, hey, don't even bother building a wall if you approve DACA. If all the DACA people become American citizens, and all their relatives, and all their friends, and all the many millions of children that all those people will have, and then the many more millions that those people will have. If you approve all of that, there's no point in a wall. Save the money. We're toast. We're done. America is gone. As Ann Coulter said in her book, that came out at the very moment Donald Trump was announcing his candidacy in June of 2015. That's right when Ann Coulter's book was hitting the bookshelves. Adios, America. That's what DACA means. Adios, America. Mr. President, you don't need to negotiate with anybody. Do you realize the bear trap you're being walked into? It's, you know, you're being set up. You're being played. DACA is so much worse. You know, like in a negotiation, you're sitting at a table. You know, I'll do a confession from my own life of how you can play somebody with this. This is a late confession at 70 years old. When I was 10 years old, I knew a lot about stamps. I knew a lot about stamps. I was a great stamp collector. And I had all my 10-year-old buddies who might have a family stamp album up in the attic or something, and that their family inherited from grandpa or whatever. And I would go over there and trade stamps with my little friends. And boy, did I take them to the cleaners. Because I knew what I was doing. They didn't. And I would make a trade. Maybe I should never have admitted this on the radio. But I got stamps worth a lot of money. I sold them all. But stamps that would today be worth thousands of dollars, I got them for pennies. And the point I'm trying to make to the president is this. DACA is like those stamps that I got that are today worth thousands of dollars that I bought with a trade with a worthless stamp worth pennies. And my little buddy didn't know what he was trading away. DACA is like that many thousands of dollars stamp. And the wall is chump change. Don't, you can't trade those two. We'll be right back.
Circling skies, tongue tied and twisting, just an earthbound mystery.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back, folks.
Any man can be a fool.
Now, yes, any man can be a fool. Ronald Reagan was a fool, a hero to all of us, you know, a great man in so many ways. But boy, did he screw up. In 1986, when he signed his 1986 amnesty, with that signature, he elected Barack Obama. Steve King, congressman from Iowa, made that point in 2013 on the floor of the House. He gave a speech. He said, Ronald Reagan's signature on the 1986 amnesty, and the reason I'm not going back into history about Ronald Reagan, I'm talking about Donald Trump right now. And Mr. President, if you make a DACA deal, you will have amnestied in more people than Ronald Reagan, a lot more people, and it'll be over. It'll be over. There will not be much point in having a wall. Don't do it. Build the wall, period. Build the wall. There's no need for any negotiation. There's no need for any deal. We will back you up. We demand a wall. We don't want a deal. Especially a deal like my old stab deals, where we, the person who's getting cheated, is getting cheated by a factor of 100 to 1. Or some god-awful multiplier. And that's what a DACA, there's no equivalence between DACA and a wall. It's not an even trade. And there's no need to trade. I mean, that's the irony of this. There's no need for some kind of deal. It's an absolute, well, let's go to the speech of Steve King. Ronald Reagan's signature on the 1986 Amnesty Act brought about Barack Obama's election, Steve King said in a May 23, 2013 speech on the floor of the House. King's point was that a side effect of the 1986 law, well, it's not a side effect, it's a direct effect, was to boost the numbers of Hispanic voters. So many Hispanics were made legal by the law, he argues, that the number exceeded Obama's margin of victory in 2012. And here are the mathematics that King laid out. 3 million people, estimated, received amnesty under the 1986 law. Now, actually, the number was much larger than that. There was no limit on the number of people. It specified that a certain number of people, illegals, who were in the country, who had been in this country prior to a certain date, were thereby amnestied. But all you had to do to get in under that was falsely attest that you had gotten into the country at that earlier date. Just get into the country, go to a court where a liberal judge will listen to your declaration that you've been in the country since a certain date. It's a he said, she said, and there's nobody, by the way, in these immigration courts, there's nobody, there's no she said. It's what you say. You, the illegal immigrant, don't have anybody opposing you in the court. Folks don't know that. When any of these illegals go to an American court saying, attesting to anything, there's no one opposing them. The Justice Department does not show up, does not investigate the false claim. They wouldn't dream of investigating it. That would be work. And B, even if they know the true facts, they don't tell the judge. And C, the damn liberal judge, even if he were to be told the facts, will disregard them. You know, strike 1, 2, 3, you're out. So it wasn't 3 million people that Ronald Reagan amnesty. But now, Steve King points out that this is a well-known statistic. For every illegal that gets into the country, they bring 5 additional people in through chain migration. Now, in fact, Steve King uses a multiplier of 5. Actually, that's been updated. It's now 6. And that's too low as well. That will be further updated. But so King multiplied to 3 million times 5. That's 15 million people who in 2012 were now voting or could vote. And they voted overwhelmingly. 3/4 of Hispanics voted for Barack Obama. That gave him his victory over the idiot Mitt Romney, of all people. So if Donald Trump does a DACA deal, he will have that. That's what he'll be remembered for, is turning over America to the immigration invasion. Because the DACAs will number more than 3 million. And remember, the way it all works is that it's not, the multiplier isn't 5, because each of those 5 people, make it 6, that were brought in by the original 3 million, each of them can bring in they can bring in 6 people. It's the most insane, and Donald Trump has got this right here. He's growing, he's learning. It's the most insane immigration policy any nation in the history of the world ever had. It is cuckoo. I should play my audio. I don't have it handy to me. Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo. I'll do my own audio there. It's totally cuckoo. It's insane. It's suicide. It's spin the chamber and pull the trigger. And then spin again and pull again. It's suicide. It's national suicide. And Donald Trump's mission in the remaining 6 years of his presidency, if that can be achieved. And by the way, if there's a DACA deal, there may not be. There may be only 2 more years of the Trump presidency. So please, please, just simply build the wall. Use your executive authority. We now know it's well established. Congressional Act, Supreme Court decisions, all back up your authority to defend the nation with a structure on the border, to use the Army, to use the Army Corps of Engineers, to use all available funds. All of that is well established, and this is life or death. We don't need to have everything buttoned down, you know, with no possibility of any problem. Anyway, of course there will be problems. This is going to be hell. This is war for the very life of our nation. And we have to go for it now. There is not going to be another chance. Donald Trump is occupying the only man who's going to occupy the presidency with a chance to save our country is Donald Trump this time out. This is it. And by the way, these 2 years that have been burned up by the damn Mueller investigation and the demon rats trying to tie down and tie up Donald Trump, and also the traitors like Gary Cohn and others who've crowded around Donald Trump and sweet-talked him into appointing them to important positions. This has cost us 2 years lost. That wall should have been begun 30 days after the president was sworn in on, was it January 20th, 2017? The excavators and the front-end loaders should have been rolling within the month. And the national emergency declaration, if needed, should have been made. And those SOBs in the Republican Party, when we had the Senate and the House, who got in the way, should have been steamrollered. And we will back you up, Mr. President. We won't tolerate a Jeff Flake. We won't tolerate a John McCain-type clown. Just ask us for our support, and we will shout them down. This is the life of our nation. It's the future of our children and their children. It's whether we will have a nation. You've got the pieces of the puzzle. Now just put them together, assemble them, and see the picture that you have. There is not going to be, we cannot diddle around with this. These people are dirt bags. They are slime balls. If you give them time to figure out a way to screw you, they will figure out that way. And remember, they have the national media with them, lock, stock, and barrel. So you simply have to act and not expect any approval from any of these Jim Acosta, Chris Cuomo, traitors. All right, let's go. Let me look at and see if I have any calls pending here. Hang on just a second. Okay. Yeah, we've got George in Texas. George, you're on the air.
How you doing? You know, my concern is I was hoping he would declare emergency at the address to throw the Democrats off balance. And personally, I think he should declare a state of emergency before the government shut down to throw the Democrats off balance.
And George, let me say this. Not declaring, I'll tell you what, it's almost, I mean, just try to think. In your lifetime, you know, I'm the same age as Donald Trump. There's never been an emergency in our history like this one. There's never been anything that was an emergency of this magnitude that threatened the very existence of our nation, the very survival of our people.
Well, this is my concern.
Let me say this about the way the left has, I mean, the left has handed this to us on a silver platter. I mean, this is like, it's on a silver platter. They've organized caravans of vicious-looking people. You know those caravans? They talk about the fact, the president or somebody mentioned that 1 out of 3 women that's dragged up in these caravans gets raped along the way. I read a report this morning. You know what the actual percentage is? 100%! That's right! The welfare workers, the social workers, the medical people at the border, they consider every... this is a fact, folks. They go on the assumption that every single woman in every caravan has been raped. Because they haven't found any that haven't been. And the 1 out of 3 number... that's put out by the liberals and by various do-gooder organizations who are trying to minimize the actual number. They all get raped. The children are pushed to the front as human shields. As I said, Mr. President, if you couldn't be handed this on a more shiny, solid, sterling silver platter. Crime, drugs. Gang members, look at what these cartel, look at the pictures. You know, the mass media won't show you these. But look at Breitbart, which will. Look at the photographs of the victims of the cartels in Mexico. Heads cut off. Genitals cut off. Hands cut off. Feet cut off. Branded before they died with audio recordings of the person gurgling with tape over his mouth as a big, giant cattle brand is dug into his back, with an inch into his back, burning smoke. That's what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with, Mr. President. This is a national emergency, and they're coming by the hundreds of thousands. They're coming in. I mean, George, look, this is like I should play my Twilight Zone tape now, because... the numbers, I'm just going to throw a number out here, folks, because it's so insane you can't even remember the numbers. I believe that the Border Patrol is stopping. The numbers are in the hundreds of thousands every month. In the hundreds of thousands. This is the people that are stopped. This does not include the people that swarm across the border. Mr. Trump, your government has no damn idea how many people have gotten into this country, has no damn idea how many are coming in now, and has no damn intention of ever telling you or us the truth. The deep state in which you are mired is lying to you about everything. I said it in an earlier show. How do you know they're lying? Because their lips are moving.
Here's
we are being overwhelmed, and we're talking crime, rape, drugs. Get this, George. The number of Americans who die from opioid drugs every month, try to remember the number. I think it's 50,000. Wait a minute. It might be a year. That might be a year. 50,000 a year. The same as the deaths in Vietnam, which a war which lasted more than a decade. We're losing more than we lost in Vietnam every year because of the open damn border. It has to be shut. How many, the homicides, thousands of murders of homicides. I mean, what does it take? There was one congressman who was on a TV. I should have that segment. I don't have it here. But the guy became exasperated, the congressman, and a good guy, one of these few good guys in there. And he said to the stupid-ass liberal talking head, he said, how many deaths does it take? How many deaths does it take? The guy was going on and on with all this rationale about why we don't need a wall, walls don't work, you know, border ports of entry, all this other BS. And he says, how many deaths does it take? And I'll tell you who the host was, who was I'll remember it later. But the point is this. There has never been, you could not make up a better opportunity to declare national emergency than right now. And this is not something that this is not a moment where stringing it out will improve your chances, Mr. President. Because if you wait, strike while the iron's hot. Everything's perfect right now. And if you wait, the demon rats will figure out that you had a chance, and they will close the door. They will find a way with the press, which they control, to close the door so that you no longer have the beautiful opportunity to declare a state of emergency that you have right now. Don't dawdle with this. Declare the state of emergency. To hell with the government shutdown. Get that off the table. Just get those people paid. And then go for the throat. Declare the emergency. Roll the tractors. Get the money. Get the executive orders and memoranda you need to get the money rolling. Get the Army Corps of Engineers moving. They will support you. And forget about the damn judges. We'll be right back, folks.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey, we're back, folks. And hey, George, I know I'm talking you over a little bit. So go ahead and take the mic, George. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm just worried about the state of emergency. I mean, this national emergency turning into a state of emergency. Because the longer Trump waits, the longer Soros and the deep state have to mount a resistance.
Yes.
And besides, for me, if I were the president, if they're in Puerto Rico having fun in the sun, hell with them.
Yes, and by the way, Donald Trump has expressed he understands his principle. He understands the principle of surprise. He made fun of Barack Obama telegraphing all of his moves to enemies and how stupid this is. Well, guess what? If we play around with this declaration of a national state of emergency long enough, guess what? You're right. George Soros and all the demon rats in the media, they were caught off guard. When the president announced, he said he caught him by surprise when he said, I could use a declaration of a national emergency to build the wall. They were shell-shocked. They didn't know what to do. That was the moment to strike. That moment is still here. If you wait around, they will have organized the whole and I press the whole everything. They've got it all. They own it all. And they'll organize to stop a declaration of emergency. You need to do it now. And let me give another anecdote here that shows that the president's getting an education. He had that meeting in which Schumer and Pelosi were in his office. And Kirstjen Nielsen, our Secretary of Homeland Security, had a presentation that she was ready to make, and she was going to give a rundown of facts. She made the mistake of thinking that Schumer and Pelosi have any interest in facts or any interest in truth. They don't. So when Kirstjen Nielsen started to describe the drugs coming across the border, the rapes happening to the women in the caravans, the drug deaths in America, in other words, the cost, by the way, the cost of the opioid crisis is estimated at $250 billion a year. $250 billion. She started to go into those facts. What did this piece of crap, Nancy Pelosi, because that's what she is. Don't dignify her with any ma'am or any respect whatsoever. This person is an enemy of our people. And so is Chuck Schumer. Well, they are flat-out enemies of our people. And what did they do when Kirstjen Nielsen tried to make her presentation? She just brushed her off. This is according to Kevin McCarthy. I think it was Kevin McCarthy who was in the room. And he said he was astonished that Nancy Pelosi just rudely interrupted Kirstjen Nielsen, did not let her lay out her facts or make her presentation. So I hope that showed the president what he's dealing with. These people are criminals. They hate the America that you love, Mr. President, and they want to destroy it. And the DACA that they're gonna get you into DACA. That's what they're working on. And that's the Destroy America Chucky Amnesty. We'll be right back, folks. No, we won't be right back. Yes, we will. We've got another hour. And we'll get excited in the second hour. Stay with us, George.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extendivite.
spend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic.